Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign-up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balances and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Public Bank, we're the one for you.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Myrtle insisted that Sergeant Murray arrest Maurice, but he explained that he had no proof of any wrongdoing. Ignatius and Shelley visited Ryan in hospital, and he told them about Divine's indiscretion. Ignatius became angry, and he and Shelley had a heated argument, and Ryan insisted they stop and that it was over between him and Divine, but Shelley asked him to reconsider, especially for the sake of their children. Myrtle got a surprise call from Catalina, who was in Letem and was okay. Right now, we join Denzel and Myrtle.
Auntie Myrtle, you need some help?
Of course, Denzel. You can water the okra for me.
Okay. These tomatoes looking real good.
And they are sweet. Nothing like planting your own food.
Organic and fresh.
Yes.
I woke up this morning feeling so happy. I'm just relieved that Mommy is okay.
Denzel, when I heard Catalina's voice on the phone, the weight that was lifted off my shoulders, I cannot describe. All praises to God.
I hope she calls again soon so I can talk to her.
We'll see. Like I told you, she's not getting food service where she is.
Alexis wants to talk to her too.
I hope she decides to come home soon.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing to know that she's okay, but it's better when she's with us.
I agree.
You informed Sergeant Murray?
Of course I updated him, and I thank him for all that they did while she was missing.
Okay, good.
He too was relieved.
I could imagine.
Gosh, it was such a stressful situation when that woman was found murdered.
That was so sad.
I feel so bad for her family.
There were so many people at the funeral. You would think it's a celebrity who died.
You know, people are curious when it comes to cases like that. They don't have to know the person who was killed.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we really must do more in this society when it comes to domestic violence. Too many women have lost their lives.
Speaking about that, you called Maurice?
No. I was planning to call him sometime today, though.
I'm sure he'll be relieved because everybody suspected that he did something to Catalina.
Yes. I feel I owe him an apology.
Okay.
I was so convinced that he had something to do with it, and I accused him.
It's what made the most sense.
Yes, Denzel. But at the end of the day, we were accusing an innocent man.
I guess so.
And then Zina told me she overheard a suspicious conversation of him on the phone. And then whispering. Anyway, the important thing is that he did not hurt Catalina.
Not physically, but it's still because of him that she's not here. Hurt. Embarrassment.
I am more disappointed at Divine. To entangle yourself with someone's fiancé when you're married, woman? What was she thinking?
Maybe she wasn't thinking. Her husband Ryan crashed, and I heard he broke his leg.
That poor boy doesn't deserve that. He's such a quiet young man. Nothing like his father.
Ignatius is quite a character.
He certainly is. But maybe we will be hearing about a divorce because it's public knowledge that this is not Divine's first affair.
Auntie Martel, I promised myself that when I get married, I won't ever cheat on my wife. I don't care what we're going through. Marriage is a commitment. You make vows. If things aren't good and counseling doesn't work, I'd rather file for divorce if there's no way out.
Denzel, not everybody thinks like that. And these days, it seems like having an affair is the popular thing. I'm not saying that back in my day, people never did these things, but they weren't so open about it.
Not like it's gonna stop. The world gotta end for that. And with social media, we see so much. It's so easy to connect with people now.
That's right.
Anyway, I hope that Divine and Ryan can work it out, but I won't be surprised if they get divorced.
They're both young, and I'm sure they can find love again.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm just happy that my Catalina is okay.
Oh gosh, how region one hot, sir? Look, I gotta hurry and finish washing these clothes. Maria?
Yes, mommy?
Peep me.
Yes?
Mary sleeping?
Yes, I just put her down.
All right. Please come help me hang out these clothes.
Sure. Just give me a sec.
Okay. Soon Thomas will have to help me wash clothes because the way he plays cricket and nasty up all his clothes.
Yeah, mommy? What you want me to do?
Here, I gonna rinse and you hang out.
Okay.
When Thomas comes from school, I can tell him he needs to help to wash his clothes.
But mommy, he's a little boy.
And if little girls can learn to do these things, why not little boys too?
I guess.
You think he will say he wants to go back to his family again?
Every time he goes, he comes right back. So I don't know.
Well, as long as he wants to stay with us, he can stay. We are doing much better now since your father is back living in Guyana and working in the mining camp.
I hope that he comes home soon. I miss him.
Well, he called earlier. Said he will surprise us.
That would be nice. Mary misses him too.
Well, imagine my granddaughter is already 1 year old. The way time flies.
I know.
She's walking, trying to talk.
It's nice watching her grow. Sometimes I worry, though.
About what?
One day she will ask me about her father.
Oh.
What will I tell her?
Maria, what Ralph did to you wasn't your fault. He molested and raped a child. Mary doesn't need to know him.
But what will I tell her, Mommy?
We can cross that bridge when we get to it.
I just want to be prepared.
Look, just don't worry about it.
Okay.
You have a bright future ahead of you, Maria. And I, for one, can't wait for you to go off to teacher's training college next year.
I get to fulfill my dream of becoming a teacher.
You'll return and give back to your community?
Of course.
I ever tell you that when I was small, I wanted to be a teacher too?
No.
Yes, but my family was poor and I just gave up on my dreams. I got married young and then I moved to Kokwani.
You regret that?
Well, sometimes I do regret things. I don't regret you and your father, but sometimes I do wish I got to fulfill my dreams.
Okay. Well, Mommy, I promise you I will make you proud.
I know you will.
And I want Mary to grow up and make something out of herself too.
She will.
I don't want her to ever know that Ralph is her father. Maybe when I finish my teacher's training, I could get married and that person can be her father.
That's a possibility. But you don't need to worry about that now.
Okay.
Me and your father will be here through thick and thin.
I don't know what I would do without y'all.
Is who calling you?
It's my friend Annie.
Oh, how's she doing?
Not too bad, I guess. I'm gonna go answer her.
All right, when you finish talking, come and help me hang out these clothes.
Okay.
Why is this woman calling me again?
Miss Myrtle, I still haven't heard from Catalina, and I have nothing to do with her disappearance.
Hi, Maurice.
What is it?
You sound irritated.
When a cloud of suspicion is hanging over you, you must feel irritated.
Well, I'm calling to give you some good news.
Catalina has been found?
Yes.
God, where is she? Where is my wife?
I cannot disclose where she is.
Well, I'm going to try calling her.
Murray.
What? I know she's blocked my number, but I'm gonna call her from another number.
Don't you think that is harassment? She doesn't want to talk to you.
Is she still in the country?
I am not going to tell you anything, Murray.
Just tell me if she's still in the country. I'm not going to go looking for her or anything. Just want to know that she's okay.
She's okay.
So that's all you're going to tell me?
Yes, Murray.
God, if only I could just talk to her. 30 seconds even. I miss my wife. I know maybe at this moment she doesn't believe this, but I do love her.
Make peace with it, Maurice. Catalina no longer wants the marriage and you should move on.
Auntie Myrtle, I made a silly mistake. I stopped it before it went too far.
I don't care to discuss this again. What's done is done. However, I do think I owe you an apology.
Okay.
I thought you had something to do with Catalina's disappearance. Even thought you would harm her, but turns out you're innocent.
Thank you.
So I do apologize.
I hope I get an apology from my ex-wife too. She needs to learn to mind her business.
Well, you have to work that out with Zena.
Miss Myrtle, thanks for letting me know Catalina's okay. And let me assure you, I won't rest until I get my wife back.
Good luck to you with that. Bye.
Catalina's alive and well, but doesn't want to be found. I wonder if my contact can help. Hey! Surprised to hear from me, huh? How are you, man? Good. Yes, my wife is still kind of missing. Well, I got word that she's okay. Yes, but I need to find her, so I was wondering if you could help. Is there any way to trace her number and tell me her exact location?
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Today's episode came to you with support from the European Union, promoting sustainable livelihoods for vulnerable groups in Guyana.